I'm Bob Franklin. Thanks very much for joining me. This is Like It Is. Today, my guest is Adam Graves, one of the producers of Anuja, the only Indian film shortlisted for the 2025 Oscars in the live-action short film category.
Talk about the inspiration and the progress of bringing Anuja's story to the big screen.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Robert. I appreciate you having me. So Anuja is a live action short film. It's about 22 minutes, and we're really thrilled that it's been shortlisted for the Oscars. So that's been keeping us busy the last couple weeks. The film has its inspiration in part in my wife's family history. I have a background in South Asian studies. But my wife is of Indian origin, and her family was brought to Guyana in the early 19th century as indentured laborers. So questions about labor and labor issues in general have been of concern to us as a family for a long time. So when I was casting around to kind of tossing out ideas about a coming of age story, we thought perhaps it might be interesting to cast the story, a coming of age story, within the context of child labor. My wife read a statistic that 1 in 10 children globally are engaged in child labor. That's 160 million kids. And we thought, geez, not many coming of age films deal with those kids. So that was kind of the origins of the project. I have a background, a lot of connections in Delhi, where we wound up shooting. And we worked with some really great nonprofits there who are doing work to end child labor and also to provide assistance to children who either were living on the streets or engaged in labor one way or another. So the Salaam Balak Trust is one of those organizations, and they helped us along the way kind of get our footing and helped at various stages of production. So the story is not a doom and gloom story about the dark underbelly of child labor, but rather it's a hopeful story. It's a hopeful tale that really tries to do justice to the joy and the playfulness and the creativity and resilience that these kids manage to find in the context of otherwise really difficult realities.
Well, just reading one quote about the film, said, it's a film about love between two sisters. Would you elaborate a bit on that and agree with that?
Yeah, I completely agree. It's the heart and soul of the film is really the relationship between two sisters. And what I really wanted to explore in the film was the sibling relationship, the love between siblings, and a circumstance in which that love is tested and that relationship is tested. And so this story really, in, you know, like, I think like all great film, all great art, it's rooted in something very particular, very specific. And the deeper you go and the more specific it gets, somehow the more universal the story becomes. And this is really in some ways a universal story about the relationship between these two young, these two girls, really. The protagonist, the main character, Anuja, is a 9-year-old. And her sister is about 15 or 16, and they work in a garment factory within the film. They work in a garment factory in Delhi, and it's a story about what happens when a particular gift that the younger sister, Anuja, has is kind of discovered, and an opportunity that she's presented with, and what that opportunity might mean for her older sister. Their relationship and her older sister's future. So it really is a story about two sisters. It's the heart and soul of it.
Your lead actress, talk a bit about her.
Yeah, so Sazda Pathan was 8 or 9 years old when we shot the film. We knew early on when we were researching and when we were working with these various nonprofit organizations and getting to know some of the kids who have a background in child labor, we knew early on that we wanted to try to cast from that community, so to speak. There was something about the way that those experiences shape and inform the gesture, speech, even the kind of emotional responses, we felt it would be important to kind of try to tap into that. And we were really, really lucky to be working with the Salaam Balak Trust, because that's a, you know, they run orphanages in Delhi, residential centers for children who were previously living on the street. But they also, you know, and they provide their, the kids that live there with education for the first time. A lot of time those kids are getting caught up. They provide them with medical resources and all kinds of care. But one of the things that's really cool is that they also recognize the value of the arts, and specifically the performing arts, for cultivating a child's sense of self-worth and sense of self-esteem. And so they have a robust theater program with all these kids who wanted to be in a film. So we wound up casting this girl, Sajda Pathan. She's incredibly gifted. She, in fact, less than a year before we shot the film, had been living on the streets, coincidentally, with her older sister. She was living in the Bahargaon neighborhood, part of Delhi, which is basically old Delhi near the train station. And there's a Hanuman temple there that she was basically panhandling with her sister. And then it came into contact, thankfully, with a social worker from the Salaam Balak Trust, and eventually found a home at one of their centers. So she, it's really just a coincidence, but an incredible coincidence that her own life story parallels so much the story of Anuja, the character whose script, I should say, was already completed when we cast the film. So we didn't base the film on Sajda's life, but there's a lot in it that rhymes with Sajda's own experiences, which really led to an incredibly authentic performance on her part.
One of the things that really inspired me about your film, your team, and your film, is I traveled to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, some years ago to do some filming on street children, mm-hmm. mostly young women who was fleeing the mountainous regions in their country, living on the streets in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And they were telling heart-wrenching stories about, you know, rape, exploitation that were occurring to them as they tried to live on the streets in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. I was inspired to really give them voice through film, through audio storytelling. And I'm just curious to know the inspiration, empowerment that you and your team felt as a result of producing this wonderful work about Anuja.
That's a really powerful story. I think, you know, that resonates with us. We feel that it's an incredible honor and privilege to be able to make a film. Not everyone can do that. It's rare when it happens. There's always a bit of magic and miracle involved in just getting a film off the ground and getting it in the can and completing one. We feel that it's, you know, it's important that if you have that privilege that you could use it to shed light on an important issue. I'm not trying to suggest that every film, every work of art has to be about some social issue, but it seemed to us just really important to use the lens as a way of inviting people into this world that's not often seen. And it's not a world from which we're disconnected. And this is, I think, a really important point for the film, is that, you know, child labor is not some distant problem. It's a global problem in two senses. One, it exists everywhere, not just in Ethiopia and in India, but right here in Los Angeles, where I live, in the state of California, there's child labor, and it's a problem that needs to be addressed. So it's a global problem. But it's global in another way, and that is, we are often, and when I say we, I mean people from, you know, who are relatively fortunate financially, from wealth, you know, with living in a you know, comfortably in a wealthy country, we are in some sense the beneficiaries of cheap labor globally, right? We want to make, you know, when we buy our clothes, we try to get the cheapest possible clothes we can, you know, and companies try to win our business by pushing the price down and by trying to increase and maximize their profit, obviously, to standard late capitalist practices. It was important to make sure that the audience in watching the film understood that this problem of child labor in the garment industry is interconnected. It's connected to our own consumer practices. And it's also a problem that we can do something about. In the state of California, for example, they're not perfect laws and they need to be improved. But there are laws that basically encourage companies to be more transparent about their supply chains. But those kinds of laws, they lack teeth. You know, the government of California isn't going to go to Delhi and examine or investigate the factory working conditions and whether there are any children employed there. However, through self-disclosure, we can put some degree of pressure on those companies. But that pressure is only going to be effective if we as consumers care enough to pay attention, right? So in this particular case, the case of child labor, awareness can make a difference, right? Awareness is the starting point for bringing child labor to an end and solving that problem once and for all. We've actually been moving backwards, unfortunately. There's been an uptick in child labor since the pandemic, and we're hoping the film can be used as a kind of a tool to raise awareness, to raise consciousness, and also hopefully raise some resources possibly for some of the nonprofits that helped us. But I do want to come back to this. The idea of using your art as a vehicle for addressing a social issue is I think a really important one. It felt important for this project. It's not what every film needs to be about, right? But yeah, we felt really honored to be able to tell a story that we think is inspiring. We think it's hopeful. We think it's gripping. it's film. It's also entertaining. You know, it's not just a public service announcement, right? But we were able to tell a compelling story that happens to also shed light on this issue. And we're just really honored to be able to do that.
You actually answered my next question, because I was wondering, did you and your team feel that there was a global message associated with your film? And certainly creating awareness is one of the many things, take home topics from the film. Also, I think also giving voice to this particular topic that can almost be invisible to most folk, child labor laws and what have you. Giving voice to this particular topic, would you agree with that?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. I mean, a lot of, you know, the thing is, no child who's engaged in labor, who's working to help, you know, feed their families or themselves, is in a position to tell their own story, right? We can provide the resources to try to do justice to their experiences. And that's where we began. So Chitra and I began by researching case studies that were given to us provided by organizations that basically engage in rescuing children from factory environments. And so we studied case studies to kind of get a sense of what's typical, what's not typical, and also kind of the narrative possibilities within the context of those experiences. And then, of course, we did site visits where we met with kids and then ultimately cast one of them. Actually, we cast multiple, because the other kids in the factory are also from the Salaam Balak Trust. But I will say, going back to this business about a message, one thing I would kind of hesitate or I would caution against a little bit is this idea that there's like a straightforward message. The film, it was important to me that the film isn't condescending and it isn't overly simplistic. The problem of child labor is complicated. There's no silver bullet solution to the problem. And the challenge that a lot of these kids face, so the decision that a lot of these kids face, which is oftentimes a decision between, you know, going, you know, if they're lucky, they have the choice to go to school, but sometimes their families are not materially well enough off for them to do so. So they keep their kids home or they send the kids to work so as to support the material needs of the family. Now, if you're a child put in that position where you basically, you know, you can see that, you know, you have the choice, let's say, between going to school and you know, which might be interpreted as abandoning your family's immediate material needs and going to work in order to support the family immediately. That decision is it's a real one that a lot of kids face, a lot of families face. And it's really easy for someone from my position and my wife's position to kind of step in and say, oh, well, obviously go to school. That's what we would hope for these children. But the decision itself is ambiguous. It's a hard one. It's a lot harder than it might seem from an outside perspective. And so I wanted to kind of bring the audience to that moment of existential choice. And to kind of lay that indecision on the doorsteps of the audience itself. And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, film is a great tool for kind of, you know, creating empathy and the conditions for empathizing with another. But it's also a really interesting way of exploring questions about human agency. And one of the things that I try to do in the screenplay is kind of up the stakes and create the conditions in which there is no easy decision, right? There's no easy way out. So, you know, for me, most great films don't provide simple solutions, simple answers to the questions that they pose. And of course, as a filmmaker, I aspire to make great films. And so I don't want to say too much, spoiler alert, but let me just say that although there's a message, it's certainly, there's a lot of gray room, you know? There's a lot of gray room, both in the issue when it comes to the issue of child labor, and also when it comes to just the ambition of me as a filmmaker. I want to make sure that we create enough ambiguity, enough tension, so that the audience has that kind of experience.
One of the things that you've mentioned, and I should let our audience know that I'm speaking with Adam J. Graves. He is one of the producers of the Best Live Action Short Awardee. Nomination for the 97th Academy Awards. He is my guest today. His film is Anuja, and I'm happy to have a moment to be talking with him. And Adam, you mentioned collaborators. You've mentioned a couple of collaborators that you've worked with and you are working with. And I'm wondering, is it Shine Global Nonprofit? Can you speak to that particular organization and its collaborative role with you?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, Shine Global is a fantastic nonprofit production company, a media company based in the US. They really focus on stories about children's resilience, children who face adversity and try to overcome it in some way. So they were kind of a natural fit for our film. And we encountered them after we'd already shot the film, but we were still in the process of editing. A really good friend of mine, Aaron Kopp, who's an incredibly gifted filmmaker. He and his wife directed a documentary called Liana, which takes place in the country formerly known as Swaziland, just north of South Africa. If you haven't seen it, check out Liana. It's a fantastic film. And they worked with Shine Global on that project. And so Aaron put me in touch with them just because thematically the film seemed to kind of be a good fit with their own mission and their own what they're aiming to do with film. And so we reached out to them, and the one sticking point is that they had never worked on a live action film, a fiction film, before. So Anuja is the first fiction film that Shine Global has done, and they've done, I can't count off the top of my head, but, you know, probably a couple dozen films over the years. Some of, you know, Emmy Award winning films, Academy Award winning and nominated films. So they've had a lot of like high profile projects, and they've done a lot of good work taking those films into communities and putting them before decision makers, whether they, you know, they take them to Washington and do screenings for congressional members and things like that, trying to push the needle and trying to kind of make a difference with the works that they've produced. So Shine Global boarded the project in part to help us kind of organize and execute a social impact campaign around the film. And we couldn't be more pleased to be partnered with them.
Well, I would also like to let our audience know that Anuja has won Best Live Action Short at Holly Shorts Film Festival. Congratulations on that recognition, Adam. And I'd like to get your thoughts, feelings, team's feeling on the selection for the Academy Awards shortlist for Best Live Action Short for the 97th Academy Awards. How does that make you feel? I mean, I'm excited and I'm not even a part of it, but tell me.
Yeah, incredibly proud and really proud and blessed and quite frankly, very, very happy and pleased that these performances that Sazda Patan and Ananya Shanbhag put into this film, the two lead characters, the two young girls, women, I should say, in Ananya's case, who play the two sisters, are so incredibly gifted, and they did such a fantastic job. I'm just happy that it's finally kind of being seen. Now we finished the film kind of at the beginning of the summer, and then we won that award at Holly Shorts, which was the one that qualified us for the Oscars. And I thought, I was on cloud nine. I was like, wow, this is as good as it gets. You know, they can't, you know, I was just so excited for that. And Holly Shorts is an incredible film festival. People are based in LA or London now. They've just started this year a London edition of the festival, but it takes place every year here in Hollywood at the historic Chinese Theater. And it's a great festival, wonderful slate of films. To win there meant a lot to us. Then, you know, and then it meant that we also qualified for the Oscars. But then to be shortlisted, I have to say, like, it's to me, I'm just beside myself. We're all kind of, actually my whole team, we're all kind of pinching ourselves. Like, is this real, you know? But the cool thing is the girls in India, Sazda living in Delhi at the Slumdog Trust Center, and Ananya, who's going to Christ College, in South India, they're both, you know, they're both following this as well, of course. And there was a lot of press around the shortlist, in India. I was texting with someone at the Slumdog Trust Center. I'm like, you got to tell Sazda she's now like a minor celebrity in India, you know, because her face was actually on the cover. Both the girls' faces were on the cover of the New Delhi Times the day after the shortlist announcement, which was pretty, really sweet. So yeah, it's an incredible moment. It's a lovely thing to see these talented young women who have put so much effort and work into making this, helping us make this film and tell this story. It's really great to see that finally paying off and for them to get that recognition.
As we get close to the end of our session here, and thank you for your time, just want to maybe circle back and just have you just reiterate, and I like to call it the power of love, the power of these two sisters. Speak a little bit more about the power of their love.
You know, there's something kind of magical about childhood that, you know, this sounds kind of cliche, right? But it's really hard to capture that on screen, to kind of capture that feeling that we all kind of long to kind of somehow recapture. And the relationship between siblings growing up together, that bond is so incredibly tight. I'll just say that my own children are now, my older son just went off to college, and so I have two sons. And just seeing their, you know, the way that they've changed in the absence, you know, after being so tight, so close, spending pretty much every minute of every day together, you know, aside going to the same schools and everything, that closeness is a unique kind of closeness. You know, it's different than, you know, it's obviously different than a husband wife or partners or whatever the case, or husband whatever, you know, it's different than a partnership in that sense, but it's different than a parent child relationship. But trying to capture, and what makes it different is that both you know, siblings come from the same moment. They go through that same kind of stage of you know, childhood at the same time together, and so they have that kind of that camaraderie, that unbreakable bond. So exploring that is kind of, you know, was a lot of fun in this story. And it's really nice because Sazda, the girl who plays Anuja, the younger sister, happens to have an older sister who she was living on the streets with. And Ananya happens to have a younger brother. So when they met for the first time, a couple days before we started shooting, 3 days before we started shooting, They immediately bonded, and we played games, and we did exercise. We didn't do any rehearsals, but we just kind of had fun together as a group. And I let them especially kind of, discover each other and kind of get to know and strengthen that relationship because I knew it would really come across on screen. And by the time the camera was rolling, boy, these two, they were practically like sisters. So, and you can see it, you can feel it. That I think is the magic of the film.
Was there one thing prior to your acceptance of the title of filmmaker? Was there one thing that prepared you for becoming and being a filmmaker?
Oh, wow. That's a really tough question. One thing. For me, my day job is a professor of philosophy. And so I think a lot about certain issues, conditions of freedom and agency in particular. And I think that has played a large role in the way that I like to shape stories. I think it shaped this story in a very particular way. I wanted to make sure that these two children, although they are the victims of child labor, that they are not themselves victims, that they are not passive victims, but rather that they themselves are agents with their own powers, their own gifts. And they kind of turn the tables on the other characters in the film, you see. They become the true agents, the ones who are kind of masterminding everything. And so that kind of emphasis on agency is something that comes out of my own philosophical work. I don't think I did a good job of explaining that, but I would say that's the one thing for me that informs my filmmaking and my style of storytelling.
Well stated. My guest today has been Adam J. Graves, one of the producers of Anuja, and it has been selected for the Academy Awards shortlist for Best Live Action Short for the 97th Academy Awards. Congratulations, Adam, to you and your team, and thank you for taking time today on Like It Is.
Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it, Robert.
Today's guest was Adam Graves, producer of Anuja, the only Indian film shortlisted for this year's Oscars in the live action short film category. I'm Bob Franklin. I'll be back next week with 30 more minutes of good conversation on another edition of Like It Is.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.